13th, 2015. You are looking live at Athens, Georgia. This is episode 5.3 of the Will Leach Experience podcast on Sports and Earth. I am Will Leach, and I thank you for spending part of your day with me. I apologize for the week between podcasts. We have some housekeeping to go through here for you. First off, we have chosen a baseball co-host podcaster. I am proud, honored, delighted to announce that Allison Footer, who is a national correspondent at MLB.com, has worked there and for many years. You may have heard her on two of our podcasts in the past. She also wrote a great story on a oral history of the 2004 NLCS between the Houston Astros and my St. Louis Cardinals. She is a terrific reporter, a very good baseball mind, and frankly, a pleasant person to talk with. So Allison and I, the way this is going to work, so she's the co-host. So now, I know I said we're going baseball only, and we mostly are. However, the goal is every Sunday night, Allison and I will do a podcast. Now, there may be some, and listen, she's busy, she's covering stuff all the time. I'm busy, I'm covering all the stuff all the time. So every Sunday we are able to do it, we will do it. I think, frankly, during the baseball season, we should hit most of them. But that's not starting now, because another addition to this is when I have the opportunity to have guests on like I do this week, I'm going to keep the flexibility to do non-baseball podcasts when it comes up. I'm splitting the baby. I'm a half measure, as Mike Ehrmantraut might say. So, for example, today we're going to preview the NHL playoffs with Joe D'Alessio, who works for New York Magazine and writes for us at Sports on Earth. And then later this week, we're going to preview the NBA playoffs with Lee Ellis, who was just on a few weeks ago, but he's my favorite NBA guest. I love having him on. He's going to preview the NBA playoff for us. So we're still going to do that. We'll still have an occasional football podcast. I think I may be doing a Mad Men podcast before the last episode. We're going to do like little ones occasionally here or there, but the primary deal is going to be the weekly baseball podcast with Allison Footer. So please, you can find her on Twitter at Allison Footer, AlysonFooter. Please tell her, make her feel welcome and warm to the Will Leach Experience podcast experience, because she's going to be my co-host. The goal is every Sunday, not starting this Sunday, and frankly, probably not starting next Sunday, but the Sunday after that, we will in fact have a weekly baseball podcast with Allison Footer. But we have two podcasts before then. And one of them is with today's guest, as I said before, Joe D'Alessio. Joe is an associate editor at New York Magazine. He also writes about hockey for Sports on Earth. He also has known and indulged my hockey idiocy for many years now. And he's going to do that today on the podcast. So here is Joe D'Alessio previewing the hockey playoffs, which I believe start Wednesday or Thursday. That's one of the questions I'll ask him. Anyway, so welcome, Allison. Everyone enjoy the podcast. Here's Joe. All right, Joe, first off, thank you for coming on with me. Now, I always try to have people be as upfront as possible with any biases or lack thereof. So you guys, it's the President's Trophy, right? That's what the Rangers, this is your team. The Rangers won the President's Trophy. They had the best record in the NHL regular season. So before we get into the analysis of everything, congratulations. How do you feel from a fan perspective?
I feel good. I feel like this is a plan coming together. This is something they've been kind of building towards for a few years now, and it's kind of coming together. So
you feel, obviously no one's going to say, oh yeah, we got this, so on. But, you know, clearly in just about every possible measure, they were the best team in the NHL. This isn't like catching a break here or there. Are they prime? First off, how many games do you have tickets for? And two, how is the general consensus? Does everybody feel like this is really the breakthrough, or is everyone skeptical and waiting for Dolan to show up again?
So I have actually tickets to no games this year.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's all right. If Dolan shows up, that would be concerning. He did an interview with, I think it was the Hollywood Reporter last week, and thankfully there were no Ranger questions, which was sort of, or answers, which was sort of simultaneously offensive, but also kind of relieving. I was kind of relieved that he was not talking about the Rangers, so let's keep him in the dark as long as we can about
exactly.
All this.
He may have no idea.
It's unlikely, but you never know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always fun. Well, you and I have written about that both for New York Magazine before. Whenever Dolan shows up, there's just a hope that he forgets he owns a hockey team. It's always
right. Fun. Exactly. So, although he did show up the other day and insist that Matt Zuccarello, one of the Rangers players, attend one of his concerts in Europe this year. Oh. So he's still hanging around, which is
you know we actually still have pretty good relations with most of Europe. Yeah. let's not push it. All right, we're gonna go. So what we're gonna do, Because the playoffs start Wednesday or Thursday? I got this wrong in the intro. It's Wednesday.
The playoffs, I believe, start Wednesday. The Rangers start Thursday.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go 3 minutes just in and out with a prediction for each one of these series. Each one of the eight series, we're gonna start with the East. Of course, you know this, now is this the first year or the second year of the new playoff format? It's the second year.
The second year, yeah.
So, and the idea is to make sure that teams play each other in their own division, which I admire because, you know, as I've written before, sports generally are going away from divisions as a way to figure out playoff teams. I like the NHL is leaning, they're leaning in, they're turning into the skid, and I like that. The divisions seem to be more important than ever in the NHL than they are in other sports, and I like that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, they want to encourage these sort of local or semi-local rivalries, which makes sense. It's something they actually did for years back, you know, before the previous format. They had divisional playoffs, which you know, some of the divisions are a little bit funky right now, but for the most part, it's, you know, it's so far it's served its purpose. It's doing what it's supposed to do.
All right, well, let's start with the East. One of the fun things about that many people have noted about the playoff this year, lots of Canadian teams. Though it is worth noting, like when Gonzaga will play New Mexico or something in the first round of the tournament, they seem to all be playing each other. So they'll right. Almost across the board. But we're going to start with Montreal and Ottawa. Now, Ottawa kind of came on late. We're starting the clock. 3 minutes on the clock, by the way, for each one. 3 minutes on the clock. We're starting it. But my question itself will often take 3 minutes as long-time
all
podcast
right.
listeners. No.
There's a yes-no questions.
Exactly.
I'll get my answer out quickly.
We'll do what we can. But looking at this, Ottawa came on huge late. Do we like them to have a chance in the series? Because it seems like potentially a good matchup for them.
Yeah, I do like them actually to have a chance and to actually win the series. I've gone back and forth. Actually, I've been kind of trying to nail down my predictions all afternoon, and I had the Canadians at one point. I sort of looked at it this way: if I was another team, which team would I be less interested in playing? And I would not want anything to do with the Senators right now. They are just so red hot, and you know that, and it's largely because of a goalie. And even though Carey Price has been the best goalie in the league by a mile this year, and he's going to win the MVP, Hammond has come on so strong and is so hot right now that he actually might be the hotter goalie. Like he's been so good, and they've been so hot the last 6 weeks or whatever it's been, 2 months, that I think they could steal the series.
This is not, you know, because I think the cities are only, 120 miles away or something, but this is not like some big traditional rivalry.
It's not. It's, the Senators' big rival is really more Toronto. It's an Ontario thing. And then the Canadiens' rival is really Boston more than anyone up in Canada. I mean, I think once you get to this stage of the season, any two Canadian teams become, you know, huge rivals when they're playing in the playoffs. It's the kind of thing that, you know, half of Canada is going to be going crazy over this while the rest are going crazy over the other Canadian series, and then the middle can just watch Winnipeg.
Right, yeah. Plus, it's nice to have Winnipeg back, if just for that. Just for middle.
Great.
Just for the middle.
Exactly. Manitoba's team.
Okay, so we got a minute left. You are officially going with Ottawa in the series.
I'm going Ottawa in seven. It's probably the one I'm the most unsure about, because it seems crazy to pick a team what's essentially a seven seed, I guess you could call it, but I think they could do it. I think they're so hot right now that they could be the one team that could upset early a team with a goalie as good as Price.
It is weird because, you know, the way that this is set up, you know, the way that the playoffs are set up, I understand why they're doing it division-wise, but it does put, like, those one or two seeds, sometimes they can play a better team than they would if they were playing someone in their division, right? Like, it doesn't give them that much of an advantage, does it?
I believe there are ways that could happen. I don't know that that happened this year, but it could, where a wild card team is actually better than, but I believe this year it's mostly worked out that the last two teams in are playing I think it's okay this year, but it's just, they're so hot that they shouldn't have had anything to do with the playoffs
right.
2 months ago, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, we have a similar team like that in the West, but we'll get into that when we get there. All right, so, okay, there we go. 3 minute done. Three more minutes on the clock. Okay, we are now at Tampa Bay in Detroit. The obvious storyline here, Steve Yzerman, the general manager of Tampa Bay, I believe he played some time with Detroit. I think that's he's kind of
two or three seasons. Yeah. I forgot. It's a little blurry, something like that. Yeah, a little bit.
So certainly, you know, Tampa is, of course, people always forget they've actually won a championship because it's right. one that people forget a little bit. But this is actually probably their best team. It's certainly the one that had the most points. Do you like the this doesn't is not a all time classic Detroit team to say the least. But who do what was kind of the key here and what do you like and I guess who do you like?
I like Tampa. I actually think this could end up being one of the more lopsided series. I think Tampa, these are actually, both Tampa and Detroit are pretty good in terms of possession, which is a nice sort of fancy hockey stat. I think that the Lightning, though, are just so strong offensively, and they're so good at home, which helps when you have home ice. If you're a team that's just dominant home, that's a good thing. I think that the Lightning actually are probably the second, without giving away who I think is the best team in the East, you can probably guess. I think the Lightning are probably the second best team in the East. I think they are. I think they're a dangerous team in the playoffs.
I'm curious. This one thing I never quite get. Do they have a really great home crowd? Forgive me. I don't know. It's surprising. Ordinarily, Tampa teams are not always known for having a great. They are particularly known for having a good home ice team.
They're one of those cities where when the team is good, it'll be a loud arena in the playoffs. You know, if you would have gone 2 years ago, having personally, to be honest, never been there myself, I don't believe this is one of the sort of most intimidating arenas when the team is lousy, which is not the good. There are arenas where it's always a great time. But I think when you get to the playoffs, it's going to be, I think they know what's going on down there now. I think they realize this is a team. And they can sort of rally around Stamkos, who's just an obvious sort of star, a player they can kind of relate to. So I think this is it's going to be a nice situation down there.
So you think this is a short series?
Yeah, I have the Lightning winning this in five.
Lightning in five. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Three. I love the bell.
Yeah, exactly. Wait till we get the trivia. It'll make you really happy. All right. We're gonna skip your series just for a second, just to give you some time to mentally prepare. Washington and the Islanders. This is my first question: were the Islanders expected to make the playoffs at the beginning of this season?
They were kind of a bubble team. You know, they missed the playoffs last year, but remember, John Tavares got hurt in the Olympics, missed a lot of time. So they were a team that made the playoffs 2 years ago when we were on the rise and then sort of had this setback last year, but it was sort of a setback. You can pretty clearly pinpoint the big reason why they weren't really successful last year. So they were kind of a bubble team. You kind of hoped that they were, you kind of thought, you know, this maybe if they continue to take a step forward, they could another team that could sort of sneak into the playoffs. They made some moves in the offseason that I think probably tipped them to the side of making the playoffs. They brought in some defensemen that actually was a big help for them. I don't know that they were expected to spend as much time as they did in first place this year, but as a team that ended up being like the third place team in their division, it's about right for them.
Yeah, because there was a while they were kind of challenging the Rangers and were atop that division, but that was probably them outperforming. They're not really, their talent level is probably not quite there, right?
It was a combination of that they were, you know, a little bit above where they should be. Yeah, right. They're probably outperforming a little bit where they should have been doing, but also it was slightly misleading because for a good time also, especially as the Rangers got hotter, the Rangers had games in hand and the way that the hockey standings work,
right.
Since it's points and they're cumulative, even if you have more points, but the team's got three games in hand. Technically, they're really having a better season, but so they kind of benefited from that for a little while until the Rangers just got so hot that they were actually passing them even with games in hand. It was a little misleading how high up in standings they were, but it wasn't a total fluke. Like they're a good hockey team, and they were they were expected to actually be about where they ended up, to be honest.
All right, so obviously the main thing with this is going to be the Islanders. The sad thing about them not having home ice advantage, of course, is this is the arena that everybody wants to see because this could be it for NASCAR. Same, you've been there, you've written about that for Sports on Earth. Do you expect that to be a factor in this series? I would have to think that it's just going to be a pretty wild kind of emotional scene, even every game.
I think it will be, although if you look what happened in the last game, which was a meaningful game for them which was, you know, we're taping this on Sunday, so last night on Saturday night, the arena was totally deflated because they blew a late lead and then they lose in the shootout, and, you know, but if something like that happens, the arena will get kind of deflated, barring something like that, yeah, the arena is going to be just, they're going to be going crazy there. It's an arena that gets very loud, it's an arena that's very small. That's so I think that, and then of course everyone knows the situation. They realize that they're playing to keep this arena open, and nobody, you know, this is a team that I think Islander fans have really sort of embraced because it's been so long since they've won, even just won a playoff series. Oh my god. Oh no.
All right, so
I guess, well, now I'm not making a prediction
because it's too bad. You have to, the buzzer did go off, but you do have to make a prediction.
Okay, well, they are playing a team here, and that's called, they're called the Capitals.
Yes,
we didn't really mention them, but short answer, Capitals and six. The Capitals have just a lethal power play, and the Islanders have kind of limped into the playoffs.
Oh, man. Now, see, if I had known that, we would talk about Washington more. I'm mad at you for not picking the Islanders. I'm not ready for that Brooklyn versus that, but we'll talk about that a later day. Okay, obviously, start the clock again, 3 minutes. Now we go to Pittsburgh and the Rangers. The first thing I thought when I saw this series, as a longtime purveyor of Foley's, just down the street from the Garden, the Cardinals bar there is also a Pittsburgh Penguins bar, quite notoriously a Pittsburgh Penguins bar. Just down, I would have to imagine that will be a fascinating place to be during all those, during, I guess, any playoff game, but particularly the ones down the street of the Garden.
Yeah, I will not be at Foley.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Probably not where you want to be.
Right, but I think this is actually honestly a pretty good matchup for the Rangers. I think they wanted nothing to do with Ottawa. I don't think they wanted to play Boston, who didn't make the cut. I think they play the Rangers tough. They play a sort of heavy brand of hockey that the Rangers could have some trouble with. Pittsburgh is, you know, they kind of also limped into the playoffs. They have had some injury stuff. I think the Rangers forwards are just going to overpower their defense. I think the Rangers are in pretty good shape here.
So this is not going to be like last year's series where the Rangers are down and it's really looking terrible. Then they pull it out at the end. You feel like this is a shorter thing. What's their major strength in this series? Is it just the Penguins are just mediocre, or is there anything specifically that works in the Rangers' favor?
Well, I think they have a clear goaltending advantage. I think as Marc-Andre Fleury can have flashes, but he's also where he's, you know, quite good, but he's also had some huge problems in the playoffs, and the Rangers, I think, have a clear advantage there. I think the Rangers are also clearly the better team on defense. The Pittsburgh's got some injuries, no Chris Letang, they've got some other guys down, and the Rangers are pretty healthy, and, you know, I think they're going to be at 100% in their defense once things get started, and they're a strong defensive team. And the Rangers forwards, you know, Pittsburgh obviously has maybe the best player on the planet, but the Rangers are a pretty well-balanced team altogether, and I think their forwards with so much speed are just going to be too much for Pittsburgh's defense.
I'm curious, I haven't actually looked at the Vegas odds on this. Are the Rangers considered the Vegas odds favorite, or is it Anaheim?
It was the Rangers as of like a week ago. I haven't seen it in a few days. I'd have to imagine it's the Rangers, though, with the way they finished the season.
So all right. So you like this one? I feel like making you say too many good things about the Rangers is just asking for jinxing problems. And
exactly.
So, and I don't want to cause you that. You and I have enough trouble.
I have them in five. Though.
You have them five. Okay, you have them in five. Good. Okay. See, there you go. Sometimes we go under the 3 minutes. I really don't want to push it with the Rangers because we would go 45 minutes. So we'll just go ahead and move on. So the Rangers move on. Now we go over to the West. This is the first time. Now, start the clock. When we go over to the West, we're going to start with Anaheim and Winnipeg. For me, one thing I actually I feel like as someone that lives in Georgia, I'm sure I will look around and see tons of people wearing their Atlanta Thrashers jerseys running out to watch Winnipeg in the playoffs, right? That's going to happen. I'm going to see them everywhere.
You know, they had so few chances to see them in the playoffs when they were in Atlanta that this, you know, I'm sure somewhere in Georgia there is somebody who is sticking with them. You know, the way the old Brooklyn Dodgers fans stayed with them for 50 years. You know, I'm sure there's a guy somewhere.
There's one guy. Yeah, there's one guy.
It's Danny Heatley jersey.
Right. And I guess it is because this is the first time, of course, they've made the playoffs since they moved back to Winnipeg. Has it been rejuvenating for that franchise, or is this like their first step out of the muck?
Oh, it's their first major step. They've been on the right direction a little bit. They kind of were a bit of a surprise team this year. There's also you're comparing it to being in such bad shape in Atlanta, so a step forward isn't really saying too much. I think it's for the franchise, it's much healthier. I mean, the arena is going to be a madhouse in a couple of days when they get started. So I mean, I think that is they're as a franchise, they're in better shape. You know, and obviously the team is on its way. They've had some drama this year, but they have. You know, I think they're eventually entering the playoffs in a pretty good place now.
So, but of course, this is the second straight year that Anaheim has had the number one, I guess, overall seed in the West. It seems like they should be pretty heavily favored here. Do you see them so?
I think they're favored. I think the Jets, you know, that's another situation where you're playing a team that had to sort of scratch and claw to get in the playoffs, and that kind of team can be dangerous if they get the goaltending and everything. I have the Ducks, but I think this could actually be a 7-game series potentially.
So it is weird because, you know, Anaheim, I always wonder about this, because it always seems like in any series, home ice advantage seems to mean less in the NHL playoffs than necessarily home court advantage means in the NBA playoffs. I think Anaheim has lost deciding games the last set when they've had home ice the last 2 or 3 years. Is that a common thing, or am I looking at it too anecdotally?
I think a lot of times you'll hear a lot of people say it maybe doesn't mean a ton until you get to a game seven. And when you get to a game seven, having home ice can make a difference. If, you know, that's generally, I think, the thinking. I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know if that statistically is that's going to prove that. But I think a lot of people, that's sort of the conventional wisdom, is you want home ice in a potential game seven. You want the crowd on your side and the refs getting rattled and all that.
All right, so give me your official pick on this one.
I'll take the Ducks in seven.
The Ducks in seven. Okay, so that one, seven, that's good. That's close. That's nice.
Yeah.
I imagine they will be clawing at their faces very tightly if they do that. Okay, so now we go to another one of our Canadian series, Ta-ching, yes. Canadian. We have Vancouver and Calgary. Neither one of them even made the playoffs last year, right? In fact, I think that Calgary hasn't won series in like more than 10 years. I think when they lost in the finals, as a matter of fact. So, do you agree, by the way? Like, I know that as like for a casual fan but like me, I look and I say like, all right, Canadian teams in the playoffs. That's awesome. That's good. Is this actually good for the NHL? Like, does it make a difference? Is Bettman rooting for more Canadian teams secretly, or does it not matter?
I think if you ask people in Canada, they think Bettman is rooting against Canadian teams. That's sort of, I don't know that that's true, but I think they're probably thinking, no, that's not the case. I think it's not bad for hockey at all. I think it's, you know, I think it's probably good that you're cycling in some new teams every year. So you're having teams that were out of the playoffs and giving their fans a reason to pay attention, which, you know, there are fan bases in hockey, but in other sports where it can be decades before the team is like in the playoffs. So you don't want, you know, Pittsburgh Pirates situation where it's been 20 years until they get another chance. So it's good to get teams in, even if it's, and as far as a Canadian matchup, I mean, they're going to get crazy ratings in Canada. I don't know that they're going to get, or at least in Western Canada, I don't know that they're going to get them in the U.S., but I think they'll live with that.
What is the viewing situation for the playoffs in the NHL this year? Is it, I know NBC and Sports Network will have some, and NBC will have some regular games, but if I want to watch this series in America, am I going to be able to find it, or do I have to hope? Am I going to be able to watch every game on every channel, or do I have to hope I get the right times on certain ones?
Every game is televised. That's a fairly recent phenomenon. The last, I don't know, 5 years or so. And it's one on something on the we'll call it the NBC family of networks.
Oh, right,
we'll
have that's right. Because those rich people are always confused when they turn on CNBC and it's Blues Wild or something.
Exactly. You'll get that more in the early rounds. The later rounds they can schedule it where you're not. Yeah, they're not preempting anything on CNBC. Right. But you'll get that. And so you'll be able to watch every game somewhere.
All right, so who do you like in the series?
I like the Flames, actually. Nice, I think these are two sort of teams that really weren't really expected to be here. They kind of have had similar seasons where they've had major injuries and they've kind of managed. The Flames are actually not particularly loved by the sort of advanced stats community, but the Canucks aren't really a whole lot better. They're both kind of in the lower half of things. The Flames are kind of right at the bottom. But since the Canucks aren't necessarily a huge dominant team in terms of like puck position either, I think that Calgary, you know, that's another arena that's going to be crazy just because of how long it's been. Whereas the Canucks, you know, the arena can get loud, but they get there often enough and flame out often enough, pardon the pun. So,
okay. All right. Calgary it is. Awesome. All right. Yeah. Now we got two more, 3 minutes on the clock. Now we're looking at specifically, the Blackhawks and the Predators. Now, the fun thing about this series, it's funny, the more kind of I read about this, the more it seems like the Predators are kind of in the spot that the Blues were in last year, the team that has home ice and should be a little better, but no one really thinks they're going to win this series because the Blackhawks tend to always win these series in a lot of ways. Nashville, of course, both of these teams were very close in the last week. I think the Blues and both of these teams were really fighting it out to the very end of who's going to win this division. Am I right? Are the Blackhawks the favorites? The Predators for a while looked like, I think they were up there having one of the best records in all of hockey before falling a little bit late and the Blues kind of passing them. Are the Predators a better team, or should we go with the Blackhawks history?
I'm going with the Blackhawks in part because of the history, in part because you were kind of understating how bad the Predators have been in the last couple of weeks. The Blackhawks actually didn't really finish the season great, but the Predators have been even colder. And then you look at the Blackhawks and what they've done in the playoffs. So even if this series is, you know, even if you think these teams are very evenly matched, the Predators haven't really had a lot of success in the postseason, and the Blackhawks, with, you know, mostly this core intact, have. Now, the one thing, obviously, the big difference is the Blackhawks for now are without Patrick Kane.
Right.
And so they've got a big injury there, but I still think they're probably, I think they're probably the team to take care.
All right. So, and when you look, it's funny because what is, does that make a big difference? Like, it's weird to think. I remember last year, so I think when the Blues played the Blackhawks, because they finished second to Colorado, who completely fell off this year. When they played, even though I think a lot of people thought the Blues might be the better team, or at least right there with them, it really, like, there, how much people were so big on the Blackhawks because of all their playoff success. Does that cross over? Like, is that, can you see, like, they've Quenneville's been there for a long time. There's a lot of continuity with the franchise, even when they've had to make some changes recently. Is there that sense, is there a mystique to them when people play them in the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely, and I think the same could be said for the Kings, who did not make the playoffs this year.
But if they were,
yeah, exactly. If the Kings had gotten in as the eighth seed, they'd be the team nobody wants to play, even if they were if they clinched on the last day of the season and snuck in and were, you know, God knows how many points behind the top seed, nobody would want to play them. So I don't think the Predators are exactly excited about playing Chicago. But on the other hand, if you're going to play them, best to play them now when they're down one of their best players.
But you're taking the Blackhawks.
I'm taking the Blackhawks in six.
All right, all right. And then we go to our last one, the St. Louis Blues and the Minnesota Wild now.
Yes.
St. Louis, kind of famous for its playoff flameouts over the last 20 or 25 years or so. I think they had that stretch where they made it 14, 15 straight years and still never made it to even the finals. So this is year they had the second best record in the conference. But the problem for them, it appears to be that, well, they are playing the team that's been the best in the NHL since the middle of January. Is that real? Is what Minnesota's been doing? I think there was for a while they were one of the worst teams in the league until they kind of took off in January. Is that the real Minnesota team? And if so, should we Blues fans be nervous?
I think that's, if not the real Minnesota team, pretty close to the real Minnesota team. You know, they made a goalie, they, you know, acquired a goalie in the middle of the season or relatively late in the season who turned things around for them. So I think that's going to, I think that's, you can actually point to the moment where things got better for them. Is Dubnyk, you know, the best goalie in the league? Not necessarily, but he's been great for them. He's
right.
Hot, and he's been fantastic, and he's, you know, since then they've been right up there with the Rangers and the Senators and all these really great teams the last few months. That said, I think the Blues are you know, the thing with the Blues is you got to worry a little bit that their goalie situation is kind of cloudy. That's not great.
But neither one of those guys are bad. There's just no obvious number one.
Right. I mean, you know, you can go. They'll probably go with Allen to start. Will that keep? If they lose two games, I don't know. But they are, you know, the Blues are a very good deep team. They're a pretty steady team. So then I think the big knock against them is the past performance is the same way that the Blackhawks are the team you kind of always take, is do you take the Blues despite some flame? Now, the other thing worth noting is that the Blues losing, you know, they're generally losing to one of those great playoff teams. They've run into these sort of almost historically good teams the last few years. So, you know, it's not like they're getting upset by, you know, garbage teams. I mean, or at least not the last few years. So I think I'm going to take the Blues in seven. I think this might be the best series. This and maybe the Ottawa Montreal series might be the two best series.
The closest series. But you're taking St. Louis. That's good to know. I
am taking St. Louis.
All right. Well, one of my favorite, as I've told you before, one of my favorite anecdotes about my St. Louis Blues fandom is because, you know, I like most casual fans bust everything out when they make the playoffs keeping an eye on them casually throughout the year. And of course, I think I went to watch a Blues Rangers game with you and put on my old St. Louis Blues jersey and did not even realize. And everyone was like, "Wow, awesome vintage jersey!"
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, right, they're totally different now because it was from like 1994."
Right.
So, but it still fits, which makes me feel good. Actually,
as it should.
All right, so that's the end of that. So there's the Blues. So okay, so now we're gonna make you go through the next round very quick. No 3 minutes. You just have to make your picks. So we go to start with the East. Let's go back to the West. We've got Anaheim and we've got Calgary.
So I've got Anaheim. I think the Flames, you know, they're kind of the happy to be there team. The Ducks are, by the way, another team that's had huge problems in the playoffs in terms of, you know, going on deep runs, even though they've had a really good regular season. But I think the Ducks win that series.
All right, and then we have St. Louis and Chicago.
I think I'm going to take the Blues here, actually. I think that's a good deep team. I think if anyone's going to beat the Blackhawks, it's a team that's kind of well-rounded, and I think they're pretty well-rounded.
All right, we go over to the East. We have Ottawa, you're in your upset pick, and Tampa Bay.
I'm taking Tampa Bay. I think I'm high on Tampa Bay. I think that's a really good team.
Okay, and then we have Rangers, and you breaking my heart, not letting me have a Rangers-Islanders series, which I think would be, you have to admit, that would be pretty awesome.
That would take years off my life.
It's got to happen. Come on. But no, you had to pick Rangers and Capitals. Who do you like in that series?
I like the Rangers. I think that they they're one of the teams that could actually slow down the Capitals a little bit in terms of their power play, in terms of their offense. And I think the Rangers are another just really well-rounded, maybe not the deepest team, but a very, very well-rounded team. So I like them there.
All right, we go to the Western Conference Finals, Blues Ducks.
You know, this is another one I sort of have been going back and forth on. I'm going to take the Blues. Woo! I think they're a little bit deeper than Anaheim. I think it's probably helps that you've got two teams that this actually shakes out that I have it that are, you know, they both can't choke. So somebody's got to win. So I'll take the Blues.
All right, and that leaves us Tampa Bay and the Rangers.
This, I think, is the team the Rangers want to face the least out of maybe any team in the playoffs, but I think they've got enough of an edge. Tampa Bay played them really well this year, but if I'm not mistaken, they've also played them very early in the season a couple of times before the Rangers really, really got hot. So I'd be curious to see these two teams play, but I think the Rangers are just, they have so many, it's not so much that they can play a lot of different ways, but they're just a very well-rounded team, and they are similar to with the Capitals. I think if they can contain Stamkos, which I think they're one of the few teams that might have the defensive units to do it, I think they take that series. So I would take the Rangers in, you know, in nine in that series.
All right, so yeah. That leads us to, look at you, Rangers and Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, the bad part about this is, of course, this would be a playful thing that you and I would have fun with. But if the Blues ended up winning, the level of joy it would provide me would frankly not be enough to offset the pain it would lead to you having the Rangers lose two consecutive Stanley Cup finals. But this of course would be the 20 years. This has been 20 years, right? It would be 20 years.
21.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
Yeah.
And 21 years since then. Would you like the Rangers over the Blues?
I do.
Oh, picking his own team. I love it.
Yeah, and then that is, as you will know, I don't often do that.
No,
so that's,
no.
That's how good I'm actually feeling about this Rangers team. With all the obvious caveats of the team that wins the President's Trophy often doesn't win, and the team that's the favorite often doesn't win, and, you know, all of the things. But I, you know, at this point, to not pick them, I think, would be to do it just because I don't want to jinx them, which is a silly reason to not do it. So.
All right, well, I love Blues. Needless to say, I think Blues Rangers would be kind of fun.
I think it would be fun. I don't know that we would speak for a while afterwards.
No. And you would hate John Hamm so much. Because John Hamm's a Cardinal fan, but he's really a Blues fan.
Yeah.
Like, he is a diehard Blues guy. So
me and John Hamm wouldn't speak for a long time either.
Yeah, I know. That would be the end of your friendship. That would be all for you guys. All right, well, I'm excited. I'm also, it's funny, I, like you, am curious. I don't know if you've heard any scoop yet or anything, but of what the weird thing the NHL will send out as a promotional thing before, because they do this every year. They send out, I think, they sent out cupcakes the year before. They sent out, I think it's been cupcakes.
It was cupcakes. Well, it was Stanley cupcakes. Get your branding right, Will.
Sorry, Stanley cupcakes.
And then last year it was these little, like, they were like hockey. They're like chocolate hockey pucks.
Right, that's right.
They were quite good. So, I'm looking forward to
that's
that.
That's right, they were marshmallow. They were like chocolate.
Yeah, marshmallow. That's right. They were marshmallow and chocolate. That's right, yeah.
That's right. And, because they emailed me last week. The NHL emailed me last week and said, want to make sure they had my address correct. So yeah. they could send, like, the first time that I didn't even know they were singing, and they sent like two people over to like unveil it. I think they did this to everyone. This was not anything special for me. So I'm excited to see what weird thing shows up at my house. Because I think, I say what you will about, but I thought that was a pretty cool promotional technique.
I'm always so popular in the office that day.
I'm sure.
Giant thing of snack food. I'm never better liked than anyone that day.
All right. Well, Joe, by all means, good luck to your Rangers. Hopefully,
your Blues.
Of course. Hopefully, a Rangers Blues thing would be awfully fun. Now, stick around and do some trivia with us. We've got some trivia questions for you. But for now, we'll pause here and say goodbye, and we'll come back and do trivia afterwards. But thank you, Joe. A pleasure as always. And I can't wait. Listen, as I said, I'm very casual throughout the year. But like most people, the Stanley Cup playoffs to me are as. Correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, you're a hockey fan, so you're biased in this situation. But to me, for pure crazy intensity, there's nothing like a decisive overtime game. I feel like it's too much pressure for – even if I don't care about either teams, it's like cruel.
Yeah, it's the best thing in sports unless your team's playing in it, and then it's torture.
Yeah,
so.
It's really awful. And of course, it's going to happen. It's going to be insane. All right, so Joe, thank you for coming along. We'll do trivia, but thanks for previewing this with me.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, to Joe D'Alessio. You can see it. Follow him on Twitter at Joe D'Alessio, JoeDelessio. This is the Willis Experience Podcast. Music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back with trivia with Joe in a day or 2/15 seconds. Be safe.